Our 10-minute speaker is Miranda from San Diego. This doesn't look like it's light in here. Liar. My name's Miranda, and I am an alcoholic and a few other things. we'll get to that. I was thinking about really like what's pulled through my whole sobriety and what started it. And so I was raised by a crazy, raging alcoholic that was violent, and you never knew what you were going to get. And so it was always like fearful in my house. But it also gave me what an alcoholic looked like. So it was my standard by, as long as I didn't look like that, then I didn't have a problem, right? So it also gave me a place of like, a place to escape. And like I say, and honestly, I only go to women's meetings, so this is different too. But I also say, like, my first drug of choice, his name was Jody. And so I learned very quickly that you could fill this hole with anything that took me out of me. And so that started it. And then the minute, I think I was 12 years old, and I can't say that I really liked it. I liked the effect, right? I mean, I would choke it down because I liked the effect that it produced. And it was the first time that I wasn't scared. I had liquid courage, you know? I said, I could do things. I could be somebody that I had no business being, for sure. But it just gave me this, like, armor and this feeling. And, like, it was good. I'm not going to sit. I don't think any of us can sit here and say that it was all bad. I had some good years. I had some really good ones. Before I wasn't. I had the alcohol, and then I met this wonderful town drug dealer at 15, and I was like, this is brilliant, because in Texas, if you're married to somebody, it doesn't matter if you're of age, as long as you have your license, you can go into the bars. And that literally was my thought process to this whole thing. So I was like, I'm going to marry a drug dealer, I'm going to go to bars, and this is going to be awesome, right? Excellent. So at 15... I made that great decision, and so, and then 4 months later, they raided my house, and that was the end of him. And so, but his seed was planted, so I had a son at 16, and that's when the progression started, and I like to say that I could not lower my standards fast enough for my choices. So, you know, and I always would say, oh, I would do this, but I wouldn't do that. And then I'd get there, and I'd be like, oh, I'll do that, but I won't do that. And so it just, down there. So I dropped out of school in eighth grade. I lost custody of that child when he was 4. And I got to go to jail, because that's fun. And I did not connect it to unmanageability. And by the way, welcome, newcomers. Welcome. It totally gets better. But I was like, I want to go to a country where you can pay off cops, because I don't want to go to jail, and that's not good. So the day I got out of jail, I packed a bag and I flew to Mexico City. And for those 2 years, it was the hardest time in my life. But that's the other thing I want to say. The worst times in my life and the most broken, devastating things, my God has taken those things and turned them into assets to me today. So I went on a temper tantrum for 2 years, and then my grandmother lived out here. Oh, this is for me. And so she said, are you done? And what I thought she meant done was like, are you done with like hustling people? And I thought, if you got a place for me to stay, I am. So I moved in with her. And I was told, if I go to school, I can get the kid back. And so it was the first time I was ever around normal people. I went to college, and I thought these people were really smart. And so I just knew that I was going to have to stay up days on end so that I could stick up with these smart people. And I made, I don't know, like 5,000 flashcards that I have no idea what they said. And so That was the first time that I think I knew I had a problem, but I said I always had that mom, and that mom got sober at Alano Club. So somehow or another, I ended up at the Alano Club in PB, and I was like, I know this place. Like, I was here when I was 8 years old, and I would like to say that it all stuck and everything was great. It did not. Every time that I've gone out, it usually is connected with another person. And so when I finally got serious, I started going to only women's meetings. That's when they say, you want to put your big girl panties on, you go to women's meetings. And so that's what I've done. Fast forward, I work my steps, I have a sponsor, I love all these ladies. Three of these, we just cruised to Arizona and all knew where the car was, right? We all went back to the same hotel alone, like there's so many things. So fast forward, I'm a teacher today, right? I'm a Spanish teacher. What are they? Eso. So I get to connect with children that were not going to make it through high school, and that I get to use a passion and a language that I absolutely love. And I got the kid back at 14, and let me tell you, he hates me, and that's just the reality. He's 27, and you know what? When you're making poor choices, your parents are awesome reasons and excuses. Like, my mother was the best excuse until I, like, worked the steps and didn't need her anymore to be my excuse. So I have a mutual respect relationship with her. And AA has given me what alcohol did way back then, and that was it relieved the fear. Like, AA has given me a place that I can walk through college. I can walk through, this is for my ladies, I've been married almost 14 years. That, right? I'm telling you, that is just as incredible as I'll be 19 years sober in May. Right? I mean, it just, and it's there, but it's all God, honestly. It's all God, and I give it to him every day, and I just try not to forget where I come from, because I am a carpet-picking, window-jumping, you name it, I'm down for it, right? So I have three children today that have never seen me in that state of mind, and that's a scary thing. That's a scary thing to go from such a horrible place as a parent to, like, this. So AA has given me the opportunity and the ability to be a functioning person, and not just functioning, like, expand. Like, when I got here, all I wanted to do, I wanted a two-bedroom apartment, and I wanted that kid back. And, like, everything else, I couldn't even have fathomed. So, like, I tell newcomers, I'm like, open your big book and just put where you think you're going to be in 2 years. And I promise you, God just blows it out of the water. I tell people, I go, I have the life today that I never knew I wanted, right? I was like, this is not where I'd have seen my life, I guarantee you. And I think because of that I hope that it connects with other women and men, but mostly women too, you know, because we got a lot of unpacking to do when we get here. And so I love my ladies, I love my sobriety, and I thank you very much for allowing me to be here. We're good?